Now I heard, and I vaguely remember the legend of this this TV show that you had when you first started. Can you tell us a little bit about what your motivation was?
Let's see. Well, this was pre-Borat, and you know, I don't want to say he ripped me off, but
the lawsuit is still working its way through the courts.
Yeah, he's always in legal trouble. But yeah, so you know, we had this show, Das Carnival. And, you know, I realized that there were, like, harbor hours where you could do whatever, you could say whatever. And so we wanted to make this little kind of sketch comedy show, but we really wanted to make it, like, you know, Columbia-centric and make it, like, all about Columbia and how awesome it is. And so this guy, Incognito, approached me. He had this mustache, and he said that, you know, at any time, he could be filmed. And so we filmed a bunch of this stuff up in his attic. And it was magic. I remember going into Shakespeare's one night. We're going down and turning on Cat TV 3 down there. And people were like, oh, what is this? It's shot in Columbia. It's on TV. This is so cool. And then I went down like the next week, and everybody at the bar had it, like, had the volume up this time. And, like, we're shushing people at the bar. And I remember that was, like, maybe one of my favorite moments of any sort of independent film, was having like the whole bar at Shakespeare's, like telling people to be quiet so they could hear this, and like getting genuine laughs and getting people interested in, like, you could just have a show. And then led to a lot of music videos, and a lot of people I think came out and made shows, and was always trying to find out who Incognito was and stuff like that. Yeah,
it was, and it's really still fun. It's still a mystery.
Kinda.
Has his identity been revealed?
He's kind of dead, but like, you know, like Tupac dead, and like
like a hologram's gonna show up someday.
Yeah, exactly. So,
you know, that was a great show. I mean, that was before I knew Chase. You know, and I started watching the show on Cat Television, and I was like, this is someone who's doing public access correctly. This is a really great thing. And yeah, I mean, God, lots of local bands. I mean, it was such a wonderful thing. I mean, it introduced Columbia to music and comedy and all kinds of things. And gosh, you know, like I said, even before I knew Chase, like, you know, my girlfriend and I, we went out and we got, like, the shirts for Das Carnival and stuff like that, you know? Just big supporters, you know, because it was great. It was so Colombian. And I think the shirt said, like, it had, like, Incognito's face on it. It says, I love you, Colombia, which was so wonderful and positive and supportive and what Columbia Access should be, you know?